rating commentator, but truth is, Brian has my angle on them. He knows what I think they say, and you guys are going to play them, and he's perfectly capable of explaining and narrating. I could just drop off and kind of, you know, try to get back and listen online or something. well, perhaps things would go better that way. I want to jam the works up.
Yeah, this is Dr. Rourke. I had to put the lines back in. I only had your line in for a second, but we got him. We're good to go on that.
Okay.
Dr. Rourke's here with us, but I think you want to hop off then, Dr. Rourke? Is that what you're talking about doing then?
Yeah, I think that'd be best, because I might just be kind of gumming up the works here. And like I said, I have the utmost confidence in Brian. He knows the entire background of these samples you're going to be playing this evening, and he's perfectly capable of commenting upon them. He also happens to know, incidentally, and perhaps you've been forwarded, he knows what I think it said, and he has his own take. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to hop off, because it's so crunchy and jittery. And
yeah, I understand.
It's all broken up.
Brian, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right.
Okay. All right, good evening, guys.
All right, thanks, Dr. Rourke. And you're not gumming anything up either, by the way. We love you.
All right, take care, guys.
Thank you, Dr.
Bye, Dr. Rourke. We'll see you later. It kind of sucks that he had to drop off. But
it does, but at least we have some closure to that.
Yeah.
I have to say, he
was gone. He just disappeared for some reason. I don't know what happened to him.
Right. It was definitely strange. And this whole night is going kind of that way.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing. We're gonna dive into the meat of this thing now. This is what we're gonna do. But I want to point out two things. Everything that's going on right now, we're just dealing with this as best we can, as far as what issues we're having here, with the phone lines being a mess, with having problems with Dr. Rourke, obviously, and with these external forces that we don't know what's going on here. I can only give you guys our word on this, and Brian's word, and Dr. Rourke's word, because I know he'd want me to do this if he was here, is that we don't know what's going on here. We really don't. All we're trying to do is analyze this the best we can and get some good ideas on this. And every strange sound you've heard tonight, you know, I can say on our – and I'm going to let Brian retort to this also. But as far as our end here, all we did was just make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And plug it into a mixing board. I mean, it's a pretty simple process, pretty simple system.
It's something we do all the time.
And we don't. Yes. I've never in my career, and I know Doug can say this too in his career on this show, I've never heard voices come through like that while someone was speaking.
I wholeheartedly concur. I think that this is the first, and I said it earlier. This is the first time I heard it with my ears in real time like this.
Because
people have emailed us and said, oh, I think there was something in the background, you know.
Oh, yeah, we've heard it over the years. Yeah.
You know, maybe there's something there, maybe not, but it's, you know, interesting. But this, I definitely heard. It was somebody trying, it sounded like somebody trying to come through, and then a message, and then even a sentence. I'm dying to get a hold of this archive.
Mm-hmm.
To slow it down, to louden it, to you know, try and see what it said. But
I mean, it's everything we're saying. It's dying to be said. I feel like we've been trying to get this show started for an hour though.
Well, that's what it seems like.
But we've actually gotten a lot done. Now, Brian, what I want to do, like I said, I want you to retort to what we said about this. Okay, just say what you got to say about this as far as what's going on here tonight. I'm just going to back away and shut my mouth for a minute.
Well, I don't know what exactly is going on here, but I will say this much. When we were all hearing those voices blasting in there, what we think are voices, I mean, it went pretty quick, that really has the characteristics of what's happening more and more when I'm on the phone with people, especially with Dr. Rourke there. I don't know if I finished the thought, but what I was going to say is we've been building that up over a period of time, I think, and right now it seems like it's at a peak. In fact, we had talked earlier today about next one of these times soon, we're gonna get on there, we're gonna talk, and when the voices start coming through, he's just gonna set the phone down and not be part of the conversation. Because I don't know if you were able to listen to that, I think it was almost 3 minutes that I sent you one of the cuts that I think labeled it silence test.
Mm-hmm. I have that.
I don't
here.
Know if you guys listen to that, but But that the reason we did that, that was we'd talked about it before, but that was about 2.5-3 minutes where we just didn't talk, and you can hear those voices coming through.
I know I received it. We may not put it in the main playlist here because it was so long, you know.
Yeah, I just wanted you to have that so you'd have a personal record of what I'm talking about.
Oh, we have everything. I assure you. But I mean, that's the thing. It's just I'm sitting here really, and again, nothing has raised my hair ever on this show. Really. I've heard some, we have heard some pretty wild things.
Yes.
Nothing. I repeat it again. Nothing has ever, I felt a hair stand up on the back of my neck when I heard that voice.
We looked like deer in headlights.
Seriously, Brian.
Yeah, I I'll tell you something. David Oates was taught, I've gone to one of his lectures and I've listened to him talk before, not necessarily when he used to be on Coast to Coast, but more of, you know, where he divulged a little bit more of the personal side of it. But he said that just even in listening to speech backwards, it really does, you're taking on some pretty profound energy. And I noticed that I felt things like that happening. My life kind of changed when I got into that. But then hearing these extra voices, I mean, I've gone way out of my way to connect with them. But I've got to say that I can feel the energy. I mean, it's kind of... you know what I mean? You don't get a lot of... I mean, I've listened to people that say they have an understanding of the nature of spiritual things. And, you know, there's so many different versions of what it is. I've kind of just wanted to find out for myself. But there's... when you open yourself up to certain things, I do believe that you draw in some energy. And I know I probably told Doug this when I talked to him on the phone about the... I was seeing... like shape-shifting things out of the corner of my eye, and it was just a lot of bizarre things were happening. So I purposely backed off from, I mean, I stepped it back just a little bit about 3-4 years ago because I figured I'm going to pace myself, and I really need to have some kind of support, you know, some other people involved. Stephen Rourke has been, it's been about 3 years now, and I got to say, I mean, he's made a lot of difference. I mean, because he considers himself pretty skeptical about it,
which
I very much appreciate. And, but one thing I was going to say is the energy that it can affect objects around you. And one thing, I'm pretty sure I told you this, Doug, but I just want to say this because, you know, it could be my imagination on a lot of levels, but I was seeing these things happen a lot. And one time I was talking with a friend of mine out at his property, and he had some grass that was, you know, medium length, but kind of cushy, not dried out. And I saw a leaf land next to us on the ground. And I just kind of noticed it. We're standing there talking. He and I were about 3-4 feet apart, and this leaf was about 4 feet off to one side of us. And I saw that leaf flip from one side to the other and make a really audible, deep, dull thud sound just from flipping from one side to the other. And I looked at his face. He saw it, too. He heard it. He saw it. He was speechless. I had to pry it out of him. He didn't even want to talk. And he saw it, too. And he just looked baffled. And I've had weird things happen with electronics around me a lot. One time, when I was about a year and a half into studying what David Oates calls the reverse speech thing, and nobody wanted to know, scares a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I was at this thrift store buying some tape recorders to mess with, and there was this guy in there, and he was a cashier or clerk or whatever at the thrift store, and he was showing a lot of interest in what I was doing, and I was saying. I was going, wow, this guy really cares about what I'm doing. I was going, yeah, you know, I was just rapping out. I was all amped up because, I mean, I have a lot of energy. And this guy's acting like he really was interested in what I was saying. So here I had this ear, and I'm just burning him up and telling him about all the stuff I was discovering.
Mm-hmm.
So we get up to the register, and all of a sudden, I guess I wasn't really listening to what he was saying. All of a sudden, the guy goes, you know, it's like all of a sudden, I got done. I was just rapping off a lot of words, and all of a sudden this guy says, so obviously I'm asking you for a date. I said, what? Now I know why the guy was pretending he was interested. And right when he said that, it's like a coil for a car where it gets saturated, and you open the circuit, and it shoots out a secondary spark. I just remember, it wasn't like I felt offended or anything, but I just realized that we were on two different wavelengths on more ways than one there.
Well, yeah.
And, right when he said that, I was like, no, I'm not interested. I mean, I was just throttling him with words because he acted like he was listening. But check this out. And I still have this thing, too. He, you know, everything kind of, you know, stopped all of a sudden, and, you know, then he rings up the item that I had, and all of a sudden he's looking at the sales slip, and he just looks baffled. He goes, "Whoa, that's weird." And I said, "What?" And it printed out, it printed half the thing out backwards on the thing, on the slip.
Mm-hmm.
And then right, I just remember it was just a spike of energy. I felt it building. And then when he said what he said, it just kind of collapsed. And then he hands me this thing. And then right then, the register crashed. It just went dead on him. And as I'm walking out, I walked right by the next one and the next one. And they both went down right when I was walking by them. So I don't know what to say about it other than I've seen... I think I've told you, I've seen some things that are a little bit out of sync. So I think when you involve yourself with these recordings and you go to tune into it, and thinking back about the reverse speech thing, I really thought that, I mean, I really felt like I was exercising my right brain and kind of incorporating it into being able to bring it into the conscious part of, in other words, you could kind of cross a bridge there. So I've built up a lot of energy that way.
Mm.
And so, I don't know, it just seems like I have a lot of weird things happen with electronics around me.
Well, here's,
I don't know, I'm not the only one that does that either.
Here's something I'm noticing, though.
Huh.
Well, Dr. Rourke's no longer with us, obviously.
Right.
And I have not heard one voice, though.
Right, yeah. And I was going to say, I know that the strongest things, in fact, maybe before we get, you know, I know I really did want to share a lot of these sound files because they're just little bits and pieces of what I spent literally years building up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in seconds you can hear what I probably spent weeks, you know, you can't pin it down, but I'll tell you right now, I put my life on hold to a huge degree. I mean, we're talking, you know, 15-hour days a lot of times. When I first got into analyzing speech backwards, I literally did 30 hours straight of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been pretty hardcore, but back to the maybe if you're ready to do this, because I know Stephen wanted to get – now, he mentioned that he hears a certain voice a certain way, and I think, Scott, you said you heard it that way. I've tried. I can't hear the phrase that he says he hears.
Which one?
Would you want to go through some of the Rourke folder?
Yeah, absolutely. Which one did you want to hit up on?
Well, let's try to focus on what he was saying just so we can get that out of the way. And
okay.
Then we can blast a bunch through. Because if nothing else, people will get an idea how these phrases are being repeated over and over again with small variations. But let's go with, there's one where, okay, 30. Okay, try in the Rourke folder, go for number 39. And let me say that I believe this is the cut where Stephen thinks something might be referring to him. And just, if you would, just play that once, and then we'll go through it.
Okay, hang on, bro. I'm going to play it right now.
This might be a little bit of an extended one. It's from it's a bit of the silence test. But let it play out and
it's 28 seconds long.
What is on there?
All right, I'm going to play it right now. That's the end of it.
Yeah, see, that was a lot of silent space. In
yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, that makes for riveting radio.
Well, no, when you're doing this kind of stuff, it is.
Well, yes, I was unsure what it said at first, okay?
Well,
but I'm positive of what it says at the very end.
Oh, yeah.
The two repeated words at the end.
The two words at the end?
Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
That's what I thought, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is the one that he thinks it says Stephen cannot hear. I hear it as something totally different, the very beginning of that.
Let's do the beginning.
Well, yeah, we front-loaded it now, though.
Yeah.
Okay, we front-loaded it.
Okay.
And this is what we talked about, Brian, is, you know, we're going to be front-loading here and there and stuff like that. So now we hear it. And the listeners out there, too, hey, it's part of the fun.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, but let's listen to it
now.
But
you want to hear the beginning again, yes.
Yeah, let's hear it. We're going to play it again, Brian.
Before you do?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to say what Stephen was hearing, and it's like a two-part, and he thinks there's more contextual value to this, but like I said, I can't quite hear it the way he says, but he thinks he was hearing Stephen cannot hear because he thinks he's alive.
Let's give it a listen, and we'll see.
That's it till the tail end of.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to roll it back one more time.
Okay.
I'm going to roll. Yeah, I'm going to roll it back one more time.
Okay, sure.
So, yeah, there is that phrase. You're hearing that phrase.
Hear
Stephen
it.
Cannot hear because he thinks so. It kind of, yeah.
But, you know, I can totally hear the because he thinks he's alive. But originally, and as it was playing coming through live, I really thought I was hearing it say, is it midnight yet?
You guys want to give it a listen now with that?
Yeah, just the first part.
Okay,
first all right. Syllables.
No problem.
You know, it's pretty abstract, really.
It is very abstract.
But the thing is, these things are coming through fairly loud and more loud than clear, I guess. You know, a sound is pretty complex, but we got a lot of interference, and a lot of them I didn't even pull out because they were it was coming through at the same time Stephen was talking,
mm-hmm.
So I didn't even bother extracting them out. I have the full, you know, the full recordings, of course, but there was a lot there. And if you want to go through some of those, just so people can hear the, you know, we don't really need any. Why don't you just play, go from one end and play them, and if you want to comment on any of them, I mean, I can guess along with you what it might mean.
What number do you want me to start with in the Roar folder?
Why don't you start with the 22, and we'll just go through a few of them. A lot of them are just kind of like the same thing over and over again. I might have doubled up on one, but.
Mm-hmm.
Just let people hear what I'm hearing when I'm on the phone with him. That's come.
This is what I was talking about too, Brian. It feels like, I mean, and this isn't a bad thing though, but it feels like we've been trying to get this show started for like an hour and 20 minutes. Because we've been like dealing with technical things, and then these voices started to come through, and that kind of just threw everything out of kilter. We're like, oh my god, well, you know, everything get out of the way. We need to check this thing out first. Now we're gonna get into this and listen to some of this, which is cool. Don't get me the wrong way.
There's a lot of cuts here, as you know. And
yeah.
Maybe we'll just do the one starting with 22, and then after we go through a few of those, I'd like to go back to the one labeled Kathy, and because that was something I... But if we just go through a few of them that are numbered just to get...
No problem.
...share them out here.
We'll start with 22. We'll play number 22 right now, and then we'll comment after that. How's that sound, guys?
Sure.
Cool. All right.
Bye. Wow. It's coming through again, and it's getting pretty frequent here.
Okay, that was number 22. I'll play it one more. Oh, how about I play it one more time?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right.
Wow. It's coming through again, and it's getting pretty frequent here.
Okay, and for the listeners, we're playing these audio clips, all right? Try to remember back to the beginning of this show. And just think about it for a second, all right? See if you can find some similarities, all right? Any comments on this track we played twice, Brian?
Oh, just I guess it's just a little glimpse of the fact that what keeps spouting off and coming through and the fact that I'm hearing them as they come through.
And again, you hear, because he thinks he's alive.
That's pretty much how
I
hear it, yeah.
That's what I heard, too. We'll move to 23 here. We'll play this guy. Another eight-second clip.
Maybe it's... maybe it's... Yeah, I was just listening. It said it again.
And this obviously is a conversation you're having with Dr. Rohr.
Yeah, you're trying to converse with Dr. Rohr.
And there's this voice that, like earlier
getting
here...
interrupted. Yeah,
you
like
getting interrupted, right?
EVBs.
Again, let's play one more time.
Maybe it's maybe it's yeah. I was just listening. It said it again.
It came through crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
That one seemed even clearer, actually.
These are very loud.
They're loud.
Why do you think these are loud when people like when you're doing EVP research, for example, we're out and about, we're taping and stuff, and then almost all the time, not all the time, Not all the time. That, you know, like the ones from the bridge and that kind of thing that we had, that Scott Kay had gotten.
Oh, yeah.
That crystal clear in the same volume, you know, sounded like it was really close to the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, although the second one, the one at Boone Hutch.
That sounded like
that was way in the background. We had to really, really dig in.
Well, but
you have to pay attention. These are like, they're demanding your attention.
Well,
whether they're, you know, pronounced and enunciated. Doesn't matter. I mean, it's like somebody has audibly reached out and hit you in the head. Why do you suppose these are so loud?
Are you asking me, Doug?
Of course. You're the guest.
I don't know. Like I said, this is starting to happen with other people that have been on a cell phone that I'm talking to. But it's unique to Stephen Rourke's call to me. It's been building up, and now I'd be surprised if we ever had a half-hour call and it wasn't happening now. I mean, it hasn't happened a million times, but it's getting stronger and stronger. I mean, just from the October 9th utterance, which was about a month before October 2nd, this seems it was a bit more, like I said, it was more persistent. And I've got to say, I mean, he's, you know, I mean, I really don't have anybody working with me on this, but he's been pretty consistent for 3 years. I mean, like I said, there'll be times when I'll come up with something, I'll send him an email, and I think he goes down for a midnight snack and a 2 a.m. email, and then he'll write me back. So, it's,
like,
you know, there's been a lot of times where it's like, wow, this is pretty neat. You know, here he is still. So he's got a bit invested into it, too, from a different angle. But he has put his, you know, he's put himself there many times. So who knows? Maybe he's earned some credit that way, or I don't know. I really don't know, but it's I'm looking forward to, I think he is too, of doing a longer test. I want to have him set the phone down where I can, it's just myself and these voices for 20 minutes or so.
An excellent experiment.
Here's what I'm proposing. We can play some more audio here.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, what I want to do is... I find it strange, and it's not like I'm trying to get more voices on here to get them airtime. You know what I mean?
There's nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
But no, there isn't. But I've noticed that since Steven's been gone,
mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything. So what I'm thinking about doing is calling Steven back on my cell phone and going, listen, I want to bring you back on again. You don't have to talk. Just set the phone, like we said already, like we said before, Brian.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, Scott.
Would you have a problem with that? Is that cool?
Oh, that'd be really cool. No, that might.
I mean, I don't want to
really
bother Dr.
Idea.
Rourke. I don't want to bother Dr. Rourke, but for the sake of what's going on here,
it's after 9, so it's unlimited nights and weeks.
Well, that's the most important thing right there.
So,
hey, now there's more batteries in the house. You know, yeah. I mean, you guys are both powering up the grid here too.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
that's us going. You know, it's really, well, this is
it's really interesting, and I'll tell you what. Do you want to do that now? I mean, we've got like 2 minutes before break.
Yeah, well, we can take a break in 2 minutes, get a hold of Dr. Rourke, and bring him back on again. Like I said, you don't even need to talk. I just want to get his phone line in the mix.
Set the phone down. Well, here's the thing, though. He doesn't hear. We basically experienced earlier on in the show what Brian experiences.
Firsthand.
We experienced it firsthand. And we have it on tape, I hope.
We do have it on tape. It's on tape, yeah.
I mean, I hope that shows up on the tape. I mean...
We'll have to see.
I bet you anything it will. It sounded just like the one. Everyone...
It sounded...
It sounds
no,
like that. It's always there. I'm pretty confident you'll be hearing it.
Okay.
Well, Brian, that's why I was like, whoa, hey, stop talking. Because I've been listening to these things all weekend.
Not now, Brian. That was earlier. That was what he was saying.
We said, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean that right now. I meant like when we were talking earlier. That's why I said when we first introduced you to the show, and I heard this earmarked voice that I've been listening to all weekend on my show.
Definitely some similarities there. But you know, it may not be the same personality, but that sound quality may be characteristic of whatever means of transfer is being in play, that's in play here. I mean, you know, I mean, it's it sounds, that raspiness sounds kind of unfriendly, and who knows if it is or not, but it may be another personality that has to come through that way because that's how it gets the voice across.
Well, who knows what we're getting ourselves into here?
I have a question. What if something is wrong in particular with Dr. Rourke's cell phone or cell service? Does it only happen, first of all, does it only happen with Dr. Rourke?
No. No, but that's the strongest. I mean, that kind of stands alone in the quantity of interruptions we've had. But then again, this is fairly new. I've heard this on and off when I've talked to him over the last 2.5, give or take, years. And it seems like it was building up where it was becoming obvious. And I'd always tell him, I said, man, I'm hearing these. And he kind of dismissed it because he couldn't hear anything. And then now I said, once it was getting stronger, I said, let's do a recording. And that's when he started to hear it. That first one we did was the October 9th thing. And, you know, which was, like I said, about a month, 5-6 weeks ago. I've got the exact date. I still have the exact, complete, unedited phone call that's about a half hour long. Mm. So I'm saving this stuff, too. But
as you should. Archive everything.
Yes, please keep everything. Who else has it happened with, even though it's not in the same quantity? But who else? And you can just say, you don't have to identify people if you don't want.
Well,
you can say
just,
this.
Recently, last week, a friend of mine called me from across the water here. He was over in Port Angeles, and he called me on his cell phone, and it was happening like every few seconds. And I have that call, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
It's not as projected. It's not as strong. But it's the same kind of raspy sound, and the intervals are about the same, but it's just not, the volume's not quite up there. And you know what? I've been so busy that I didn't even go through that whole thing. I went through like 1.5 minutes out of 8 minutes, and there was a lot there. And you know what I mean? I'm just getting kind of overwhelmed. It's, one thing I can tell you is that this stuff takes a lot of time and energy. A simple, you know, 10-minute recording, I'll run it through a computer program. I'm slowing it down. I'm going back and forth through it. It's amazing how many hours can go by when you're doing it.
Mm. Does Dr. Rourke call you, or do you call Dr. Rourke?
He usually calls. Well, now that just for the two recordings, I purposely had him call me on my home phone so I could put him on he's on his cell phone, and we put him onto my speaker phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amplified out through the speaker, and then I've got the recorder ready to go right there.
Have you ever heard it the other way where you called him?
You know, I don't know for sure. I would imagine that I've heard it when I'm on a cell phone. And see, if I would have called him, I'd be using the cell phone because I don't have long distance on my landline here. So I would think so. I mean, I've heard him come through when I'm on my cell and he's on his.
Okay.
But we shift over just for the recording purposes that I just described.
Right. But I'm only asking so that I can get an idea as to, you know, who initiates the calls and things like that, because we know for a fact that in tonight's instance, we initiated both calls. And
well,
we were in the middle.
And this, you know, he stayed up pretty late because he was pretty fired up about this last one we did on October 2nd where all these voices were coming through just very strongly. And he was up pretty late because it was about, I don't know what time it was here. It was getting late here too, and all of a sudden I thought, "Wow, you know what? I'm gonna go down the block and I'm going to call into my home phone, turn on the speakerphone, and then take a walk with my cell phone." And I got voices through that way. They weren't the same characteristics or the strength of these, but I did get some voices. And I think, you know, some of the stuff I sent you, Scott, in the last couple of days were when I was down in my basement on my cell phone with the speakerphone on up here.
Well, I want to let you guys know also. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about that after the break.
You want to take a break?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go take a break.
I'm going to have to get going shortly, too, myself. But
all right.
But I can stick around for one more segment.
All right.
But what I want to do is I want to – can we put the break off for 2 minutes?
Yeah, it's fine.
I want to present an idea.
All right.
I happen to have a telephone number. I'll have to make sure it's still working and enabled and things like that. But I happen to have a telephone number that if you were to call, and I could set it up, right? I've got the, everything's all in play. And this was for a project that I was going to do, and it's still in the back of my head. I haven't given up on the project, but it was for a project, Ghostly Talk Project 3, and which would be called Paranormal Minds. But what happened is I've run out of time. I traveled the entire summer. I can write all that down if anybody has any issues with that. But what happens is I've got the technology. we could make it, Brian, so that you could call into a phone number that just always tapes you. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's a Danville, Indiana phone number. I might be able to see if I could get that changed to whatever city you live in. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, I mean, if I can, I've got free long distance on, I've got two cell phones and one standard phone.
Mm-hmm.
And after 7 p.m. my time, if this thing's available 24 hours a day.
It is. Yeah, it is.
I don't have a problem with calling in there in the evening.
Okay.
It might be something for us to explore.
Yeah. I mean, and that's all it does is tape. It won't do anything. And I can hook it up so that it will tape it, create an MP3 or something of it, and zap it over to you.
Yeah.
Obviously, a WAV file would be much, much, much too big.
Gigantic.
But so we'd have to do something with audio compression and hopefully turn off a lot of the filters, although these things are so clear. My goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
it would still be good to have the an original copy.
I want to explore that, Brian. If you're interested, and I'd also like to present the same opportunity to Dr. Rourke. I could make it so that both of you could dial in simultaneously. You guys would then both be initiating the call, mm-hmm. but it would be a bridge line, and it would be taping everything that you guys say, and it tapes it right there at the source in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot like what we're doing, except for you guys call into it rather than we call out to you.
Would I be able to hear him on there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just like a bridge call. It's exactly like a bridge call. You both call the same phone number, and you just are talking to each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If one of you hangs up, you can either wait for him to redial, or you can just keep taping, or you can set the phone down and go away and have some.
That might be
cappuccino.
Worth doing, because I'd be curious what that would add into the fact that, like I said, when he's out on the highway with the cell phone thing, it's gotten pretty consistent. I mean. I am looking forward to what we describe, and I hope he will be able to come back in and hook his phone up and then just set it down.
Yeah, we're going to try that. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of him on the break here.
We're a little bit late for the break. Thank you for...
Let's do it anyway, so let's just more or less play a song to cover up the chaos that's going to ensue here in a few seconds. So why don't we do that? Brian, hang tight. Doug, I'm kind of burning out quick here. This is sucking the life out of me.
All right. Amazing.
This is Ghost.
And
Icon.
I do want it to continue.
Yeah, let's definitely do that. Let's take a break here. We're going to try to get Dr. Rourke back on the phone. And
here's another independent song.
Yeah.
Another independent song to listen to during the break.
Yeah.
And give it a good listening to. We're going to continue our experiment and our work here. Thank you.
Well, things couldn't get any weirder.
Oh, they're definitely weird.
Well, we couldn't get Dr. Rohrbeck on. It's going straight to voicemail, unfortunately.
And that makes sense. It's par for the course tonight.
Well, yeah. So
we can run that experiment later. I mean, we can set it up and not do it on live radio. I know there's something kind of thrilling, though, about doing things live.
Well, yeah,
but
you know.
At the same time, it all seems so seat of your pants, you know, because we didn't plan any of this.
No.
This is absolutely insane.
Seeing that we cut them completely off, like a minute off their song.
We have to apologize.
That was Madame Robot and the Lust Brigade.
Madame Robot and the Lust Brigade.
Song was called Dharma Candy. We kind of cut it off because we wanted to get back on the air here.
I hope we'll be able to play that full song eventually.
We have
on the main.
We actually have before.
Oh, we have. Okay, good.
So,
oh,
Brian,
that's
good tune. Brian, we're going to back off because I know there's some stuff that you wanted to cover tonight, and it's been such a roller coaster ride here from here on out. We're going to shut up finally, okay?
I'd like to play obviously I sent you a lot of sound files,
yeah.
But I'd like to. Make a little bit of a case for myself because I've literally spent years, and I'm talking, dozens of hours here, dozens of hours there, hundreds of hours there, and I've built a lot of experimental instruments, and I think just applying myself to such a degree, I've kind of turned myself into one, so to speak. But if we could just go through a couple of these, I'm just curious. If you, back on the Rourke folder, just to let everybody know, this was from the October 2nd, where we had all these voices coming in and saying, he thinks he's alive, in reference to that, and many other things, but that was the number one phrase. But there's one in there that I labeled as Kathy. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I got it right here in front of me.
It's two-part. We've got the forward, which is A. If we could just play that real quick.
Sure. I'm Kathy, part A.
And just notice that I'm hearing these things as they occur, and I'm trying to tune into them, but that's what that's about there.
Okay, let me play part A.
Yes, I'm here. Who is it? Are you having fun? You're what?
That was part A. You heard that, right?
Now, okay. Just to speed up everything, and I heard it right in there. I heard something say, I'm something, and I said, you're what? But I've edited that out and brought up the volume and slowed it down. It's normal than two slower speeds. I was hearing it say, I'm Kathy.
Do you want me to play the part B?
Yeah, that's the edited out part that I'm just mentioning right there.
I'm Kathy. I'm Kathy, part B. All right, we'll play that one then. Hang on for one second. Yeah.
Can you hear that?
I agree.
Oh yeah.
I agree. That
let's play part A one more time.
Yes, I'm here. Who is it? Are you having fun? You're what?
And now we'll play part B.
Real time. Real time. And she answered you.
Yeah, well,
because,
I think so. Like I said, I heard that. You have to do this stuff a lot to really start tuning into it. But I hear these voices without recorders a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Play,
I mean,
can you play
if
A
I go,
one?
Huh?
I want to hear A one more time.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm Kathy,
yeah.
Part A.
Yes, I'm here. Who is it? Are you having fun? You're what?
So, okay. Here's what happens in this little 10-second clip. You're like you hear this these voices, this name, this something. You heard something previous to the clip.
I thought I heard someone say Brian. I said yes, I'm here.
You say yes, I'm here, and you're like, who is this or who's that, right? And they answer with their name. I mean, that's a normal conversation, you know. I don't see anything, it's not like they responded, it's cold out here.
I am so sorry I did that. Did you hear that, Brian?
Oh, yeah. I thought I was listening to Sean Hannity or something.
My apologies on that. That was a total screw-up.
I thought I was getting Hannity.
Hey, we need some comic relief, Doug. All right.
I know.
I'm sorry about that. Is it going to make any more sense?
I was being way too serious.
It's not going to make any more sense.
It doesn't make any more.
Thank God.
Hopefully you turned them off.
You know what? I just want to say that I've spent a lot of time building instruments, and I'm just, you know, I mean, there's so much here. If we're going to squeeze this into getting out of here at 10, we don't have much time, right?
Well, here's the thing I want to do, Brian. This is only, and I apologize about how this has went tonight. I think it was beyond all of our control, really, because things went a little crazy tonight. I don't want to say they went completely out of control, but I think there's a few equations that were thrown in here that took us off guard.
Definitely right? Not every variable was accounted for before doing the show.
But what I want to do, Brian, is, and this is only if you want to do this, all right?
Yeah.
I want to have you come back on as soon as possible. Maybe not this week. This is only if you want to. I know in our discussions you said after you did this show that you were going to kind of back off for a little while and take a break. You know what I mean? Now,
yeah, that's why I say I just kind of wanted to put a bunch of things out there and see if anybody ever comes across it that is impressed enough to maybe give me a call and, you know, I don't know. Like I said, it's taken a lot of time. I mean, just this week alone I've got probably 35 hours tied up into everything I've done related to this. And I can't keep that up much longer, really, the way things are.
And I'm not saying that you should go and keep working. I'm saying that we still have a lot of stuff to cover here.
Yeah.
All right? There's a lot of stuff a lot of audio we can still play. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to fit it all in tonight, but I would like to have you come back on maybe next Monday or maybe next Tuesday. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, I could do that.
If you're cool with that. Enough. You know, I don't want that to be taken to you, though, as I got to work more. Don't do that.
No, I don't need to do anymore. I mean, that's not just to come back on and discuss some of these sound files I've already sent you. That is, you know, I'd like to play a few of them if we could.
Let's do it. Absolutely.
Let's just blast a few. Okay, now just for the heck of it, you guys are fans of the Spiritcom thing. So in the ITC folder, do you see one that I've got labeled as Spiritcom Go Back?
Let me find it. I got it right here.
Yes, we do.
Okay, but before you play it, I just want people to know that this is an instrument that I built up after a few years, and I'm still playing with it. But anyway, okay, go ahead then.
Okay. What are you hearing there, Doug?
Well, I don't know if I'm front-loaded, but I did hear Spiritcom and Go Back. I mean, I could have. The thing is, I'm reading the title of the thing, and it's Spiritcom, Go Back. It's not a code. But here's an interesting thing that I noticed, and I just want to mention this.
Yeah.
Brian, that also has interesting characteristics, just like the original Spiritcom tapes. It seems to be made up of frequencies rather than anything. Did you take into account these 13 frequencies or whatever they?
No, I didn't. I don't. I told you I don't have any electronics background. I was faking it with imagination there. I mean, as far as how do I end up coming up with something that I've got kind of a system where it's not. It's like a mechanical oscillator,
mm-hmm.
but like I said, in order for me to get that voice in there, I've got my hands between the two components, and I'm feeling it just like I can get voices out of a guitar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And kind of lost my thought. You know, here I want to. If you would, in that same folder, do you see one that says I am pre-suggesting this to everybody,
we're front-loading everything. That's part of how you do radio like this. That's no problem. Yeah. So whatever one you want me to go, just say
the name. Go down to it's a two-part. Go down to the one that says I die good, and I'll just say that I was literally trying to get in touch with my dad who had passed on, you know, within I'd say about a year before this particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking that question, if what it was like to leave the world through death.
Okay, you want me to play part A?
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Was it peaceful to leave this world, leave your body?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a bunch of sounds there, and to tell you, I edited out what I thought was a phrase that said, I die good. And if you play B, that is it edited out at three speeds.
Let's play B.
Are you able to hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. I got that by squeaking my fingertips on a lead crystal wine glass.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if that, I'm not saying it was, but if that was the spirit of my dad, that'd be about his sense of humor. I'm asking him what it was like, was it liberating? You know, the extended version of that was it liberating to leave your body behind? And, if that was really him coming through saying, I die good. I mean, that's kind of how his sense of humor was.
So that's what the sound is you rubbing your fingers?
Yeah, I told you. I can get voices out of my ultrasonic toothbrush has had a few things to say. But
wow.
And I've recorded them. In fact, well, never mind that other part of calling the customer care service just to see what kind of reaction I'd get. But if you would, try the one in that same folder where I'm hearing it as trying to hear us, you're sticking out. I believe that's a dual direction. See if you can hear that one.
Yeah, I got it right here. Okay. Here we go.
Are you able to hear that one?
Yeah, is that more with the crystal?
You know what? I don't know. I've got, this is, I only sent you a tiny fraction of all the stuff that I've accumulated. One thing you know about the book that Dr. Radova wrote, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Breakthrough,
mm-hmm.
An Amazing Experiment in Electronic Communication with the Dead.
Yes.
So the word breakthrough has been on my mind for a while, but if you go to the second one in that folder, or I don't know if you did that backwards, Scott, but the one that I had labeled as Bri, I Breakthrough, that was also using the mechanical oscillator, probably about 9 months ago. If I think that one's pretty clear, too, and it's got that Spiricom type of delivery.
I got it queued up. You ready?
Yeah. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, now, just if we can blast through a few in a row, we don't need to discuss it that much. I'm not saying that...
Yeah, no problem.
I'm not saying that I know that this is the spirit of John Lennon, but I spent a lot of time trying to get his attention, and I think I don't know if you see the one that I've got labeled as Brian, and then I put in parentheses yes, which means I heard it. I believe I heard a voice say Brian.
Mm-hmm.
I said yes, and then I hear this is John. Would you mind playing that one?
Yeah. No problem. Here we go.
Yes. Yes.
I slowed myself down, too, on that one, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, if you would, this is tweaking an electric guitar, scraping the strings. If you'd go to a little bit later in that folder where I've got it labeled as The Other Day, Brian.
Yeah, there's part A and part B.
Right. Yeah, play part A there. That's the overall thing.
Okay, here we go.
Are you coming around and helping me with the guitar thing?
Okay, now, what you heard there was, and I was basically aiming that towards John Lennon. I was messing with the electric guitar, and I was scraping the strings. And like I said, I can feel the energy. I can kind of tell when I'm connecting up with it. But what you just heard in those sounds, now, it's a little bit overmodulated. It's probably distorted, but I think you'll hear the words. A bit of that backwards played at normal and two lower speeds, I was hearing it say, The Other Day, Brian.
You want me to play part A again?
No, part B.
Okay,
part
right.
B is a little bit of that noise following my question,
right.
Reversed and played at normal and two slower speeds, and I
okay.
think you can hear the words that way.
Here we go. Yeah. And that was reversed and played at two slower speeds?
Yeah, normal and then two slower speeds, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I don't know if maybe it's just I don't know, it just kind of has a feel, a sound maybe like John Lennon, possibly, but I don't know.
Who knows? The unfortunate part, you know, that with these things is while they're fascinating, there are a lot of non-emotional, well, they're not human voices. they're not all like our voices here, you know.
Well, I know, and like I said, it's the frustrating thing I've felt is, a lot of EVPs, you can hear more of a human characteristic voice and maybe even a child and all that. But the frustrating thing that I've had where I would rather hear a robot answering my questions to try to gain information about this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm doing it. I mean, I don't buy everything I hear, but what I'm saying is to push it in the direction of obtaining answers to my questions and eventually hopefully building it up to the point where you can, the way I look at it is there's a lot of smart people that are going to, shed their body, and they're probably going to take their smarts with them, and maybe some of them are working from, let's just say, the other side, and I just want to find a way really, to tell you the truth, I can't get too much further without spending full time on this, possibly having some money to hire somebody that's into electronics. I'm limited on how much I can do. I'd say my attribute is that I've always been pretty sensitive. I can bring things in. I hear these voices without even doing recording sometimes, and they're brief, yes, but there's got to be a way of building it up to where you could access information and literally build upon it. And when I say build upon it, I don't understand why it's so such a reach, but there's got to be a way of building some kind of a apparatus to maybe have these longer conversations.
And we're very glad that you're one of the folks out there working on this kind of thing. And Dr. Rourke's help, wow. I want to get one more thing real quick. I know you were on a roll, but I want to derail you just briefly, okay?
Sure.
I need to know more about this feeling that you have. And let me explain myself first. You've mentioned a couple times that you just know when something was an EVP or an ITC experience, and you just know, you've got this instinct, and I too have interesting little instincts. For example, as I type, because I type very fast, I'm not paying attention to my fingers at all consciously. I'm paying attention to what I'm typing or the material that I'm typing, but I know instantly when I made a mistake. It's like a little gut instinct of some kind. So I know, oh, I got to stop and backspace, right? I know instantly when I've made a mistake, and it's a little gut instinct kind of feeling that I get. I just know, and I go back and do it. I want to know more about this feeling that you get. How do you know instantly when a certain series of sounds, because some of these sound rather, played backwards and slowed down two speeds, someone just listening forward would not have heard that. They wouldn't have picked it up. So I want to know how you got this feeling.
Well, that's the thing, is I can't really describe it in words. It's just, I'm thinking back more when I spent a lot of time tweaking the electric guitar, scraping the strings, and it's a little bit frustrating. And I think that's part of the reason why, one of the main driving reasons why I would put so much energy into being able to extract information from, say, backward speech, because there's so much about our capabilities that seem to be blocked from consciously. And I think, like, even the backward statements that will come out and say things, you're just accessing the unconscious mind. And but it's back to, like I said, the number one thing is, I just remember more than anything, when I was scraping the strings on the guitar, I could feel when the energy seemed to be flowing through. I can't really describe it any more than that it was just a feeling, and the more I try to pin it down with my conscious mind, I would lose it.
Okay, and that's a fair answer, because I know people who say when they walk into a haunted location, they know there's a ghost, because boom, all of a sudden their skin gets the goosebumps, or boom, suddenly they know they're in a haunted location because a chill runs up and down their spine. Just knowing is a perfectly good explanation.
Especially with
you just reminded me of something. There's another example. I can't remember what it is now, but there's been a couple times when a couple people I know that I've involved myself with this, you know, they really don't care about what I'm doing. And I guess they kind of tolerate it, but I don't even really spend much time around them anymore. But I know there's been a few things that I've, like messages I might have gotten where I wish I could remember specifically where I know I relayed something verbally myself, and I've noticed that when I told people a couple times, all of a sudden their eyes would change and they'd be quiet and they'd look down at their arm and they'd have goosebumps all over them. So it's really strange about the transfer of consciousness, whatever it is. I don't really understand what that was about, but it's almost like even me relaying like a phrase that I got out of an ITC experiment or just an EVP that came through, it's had an effect on people sometimes.
Brian, has been fascinating.
Let's regroup really quick here. So, Brian, what I want to do, if this is, and this is with your permission, of course, if you want to do this, I'd like you to come back next. How you want to try to do next Tuesday? Next Tuesday, would you be cool with that, Doug? Are you cool with that? I know this is last minute stuff.
If I'm around, I would like to.
Yeah,
I would very much like to.
Okay. And what I want to do is A, go through a lot more of this audio, and B, I would like to get Dr. Rourke back on with us too. See what happens. But just for experiments, just for experimenting purposes, just to see what happens.
Meanwhile, okay.
I guess maybe the next time will be my breakoff point, but when you talk to him, and I'll talk to him too, I want to see if he might be up for doing the Monday night recording with me the day before that, and then I can see about pulling some of that out too. But also, you guys will have this archive up pretty soon, right?
We're going to have this archive up in a couple of hours.
Okay, well, I'm probably not going to do it tonight, but within the next few days, I want to go through the first beginning, and you're right. It seems like it's dropped off since his cell connection's not there, and it's been pretty strong.
So. Oh, I would still like to play when you went out the door to call him on your cell phone.
Yeah.
I may have heard something then. I'm unsure, but there was a lot of chaos at the moment, you know, happening. So.
Do we have time for two more quick ones just to finish up?
You want...
If you like.
Yeah, which ones do you want to go through?
The thing is,
popped into my head, and it was kind of like what Doug was saying there, too. Just the fact that, remember I told you that the other night when I heard all these voices coming through when Dr. Rourke was on the phone with me, and I sent him, and then he stayed up late, maybe it was the next night, and I said, you know, I just thought of something. I'm going to take my cell phone, call my speaker phone, and do that. But if you would, I'd just like to play those two that I found in the basement. I don't know how strong they'll come through. But it was in the, I guess it was the ITC folder.
Okay.
And it would have been the, there's two of them, and they were like 2 seconds apart. And I think one of them was, ITC continued. Remember, one of them was, what was it? I'm the Undead or something like that? I'm trying to find it.
I'm looking at those two.
Do you remember that one? That was on the cell phone thing. I've got... I'd like to play those two because they were within 2 seconds, and that was when I was in the basement with my cell phone to my home.
Found it. Those are an EVP, actually. Those are the EVP. There's one called Undead in the EVP folder.
Yeah, that's the one. If you'd play that, I don't know if I've triple speeded it. But,
yeah, let's give it a listen. Here we go.
Okay. Are you guys able to hear that
one? Hear the pronunciation, definitely.
It was enunciated.
So in the. There's another one real close to that that says something like, I am here now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, got it.
If you play that, that's like within 2 seconds on that recording.
Okay.
I want to hear them both back to back.
Okay, here we go.
I want to see if it's the same voice.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, interesting, because it does sound very similar. If it's not the same guy, it's somebody who's definitely related. I mean, they have very similar tonalities.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to regroup this week, get things together. We're going to cut it off here for this special edition of Ghostly Talk. Brian, thank you. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for your flexibility. Thanks for dealing with this mess we did. But we
none
got
of
through
us expected it.
No,
like
not quite this at all. So with that, I'm not gonna make this. Is gonna be a long ending here. No long goodbyes, people. We're just gonna get out of here tonight. This was Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
We'll be back this Sunday and then maybe next Tuesday. Who knows? Too many shows nowadays.
Ghostly Talk at ghostlytalk.com. If you should decode any of those things at the beginning of this episode.
Please contact us.
Thank you.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Only the corrupt are listened to now.
We demand fair and more accurate, balanced news coverage. Real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Hate the media, become the media.